Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour on a Tuesday afternoon. With us in studio is the founder and president of Taro International. It's a high-level training firm based here in the Des Moines metro. And they do business internationally, hence the name Taro International. Welcome to the News Hour, Ro. Good to see you, Ro Crosby.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always good to see you. You and I missed each other just by a whisker earlier this morning with the new naming of the INS family of companies. That was a nice event.
That was quite an event, and it's pretty exciting to see that business growth going on in our community.
It is. Well, and Ron Keller, we had an opportunity to share that interview with everyone earlier this afternoon. Well, we're here to talk a little bit about how people get soft skills. First of all, tell us a little bit about Taro International, and then we'll get into this.
Yes, thanks for asking. Well, Taro's a company I founded 23 years ago.
Were you 10?
I know, I was just a babe. I can't believe that I am possibly this old at this point. And my vision was to help people develop their presentation skills. And so it was a very narrow focus back then. And over the years, we realized what a drought there was in the soft skills, the interpersonal skills, the ability to be able to relate well to others. And so over the course of the years, I've welcomed a number of specialists to the team who each specialize in different areas. And we now have a portfolio of courses that cover 11 broad topics and 160 hours of curriculum.
Now, one of the things that people may not be aware of is that you don't do necessarily all of your business with Fortune 500 companies. And I think that's sometimes people have this misconception that, oh my gosh, this is Taro International. These are experts in their field. You've got to have 500-600 employees to be able to have the resources that you bring to the table. But that's not accurate, is it?
It isn't. And I appreciate you bringing that up. We are very proud of the professional brand that we've established all of these years. And we are very pleased to serve some of those Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. But the skills that we work with are skills that are relevant in every aspect of our life. Our focus is heavily business, and yet our graduates tell us this helps them in their personal relationships.
Well, it helps them all the way around.
Yes.
Business, career, because this is not necessarily often taught in the school system. It's a different. When I was in school, of course, that's, we burned kerosene lights, for crying out loud, when I was in school. But I took several classes just because they were so interesting to me. I mean, home ec. I mean, what guys were taking home ec? That's where all the ladies were hanging out.
You're a wise man.
Yeah, there you go. But the other thing about it was they were teaching skills that would live with you long after that fact. And many times they don't have the opportunity to teach these things anymore.
That's actually a very good comparison to the type of work that we do, is that these type of skills are often viewed as vocational.
Yeah.
They don't hit the heart of curriculum. And yet when you think about how the U.S. school system was developed in really the industrial era and the type of skills that people needed, technology has advanced. What a classroom looks like perhaps has changed. But yet the format of it and the skills that are taught aren't hugely different. And,
right.
And they need to be. The skills that we really need in a service economy really relate to how we relate well to others. And those are complex skills, and we don't pick them up just on an ad hoc basis.
No, you sure don't. And sometimes you're lucky enough to live long enough that experience teaches you these things. But if you're in the crucible of a career, sometimes you don't have luxury of that longevity, and you need to understand and be able to utilize soft skills quickly. Give us an example of what types of things are we talking about when we talk about soft skills.
Yeah, when we talk about the soft skills, it's nice to contrast them perhaps with these things we call hard skills. Mm-hmm. We tend to label things as soft or hard. The hard skills are the technical skills. Think engineering, think chemistry, think accounting. They're more tangible. They're maybe a little easier to measure. The soft skills, the ones that labor under that label, are the intangible skills, the ability to be able to relate well to others, empathy, listening skills, the ability to negotiate well and to resolve conflict. Research says 85% of our professional success can be tied back to those. And said another way, most people who fail at work don't fail because of a lack of technical ability.
Well, you can teach somebody how to do something technical. It's very difficult sometimes to get that raw recruit in and expect them or be able to teach them how to communicate and, better yet, listen and work with a varied group of people.
Yeah, you're bringing up such an important topic, and we could spend an entire show talking about it. Often, leaders will try to hire around the people skills, and yet they are so complex. While each of us has different skills and different things that we have to learn, the skills of communicating effectively, they can be learned.
Yes, they can.
And those of us that aren't doing it effectively, we can unlearn that and learn new methods of interacting. And fortunately, business leaders are realizing that, and they're investing in the development of that set of skills for their people rather than just trying to bring new people in. They're growing talent from within.
Well, the other thing is, Ro, as you well know, we have such a tight labor market all across the United States in many, many places, particularly here in the greater Des Moines metro, that just churning people is no longer an option. You'd best to be able to train your people.
Yes, you have that exactly right.
Yeah.
We are basically at full employment.
Exactly. And so how you train your people. Now, let me give you a supposition, if I can. Let's say that an employer, and he's got 30, 40, 50 people, but things just don't seem to gel very well and can't put their finger on exactly what it is. Maybe it's sales. Maybe it's teamwork. Maybe it's being able to give direction. Maybe it's all of these types of things. And the owner gets frustrated or the manager gets frustrated. Are there things that Taro can be assistive with to go in there and say, okay, let's take a look at what you're doing, and maybe we've got some solutions for you?
Yeah, thank you for phrasing it that way. And you're really at the heart of one of the biggest misunderstandings about how these skills are developed or even diagnosed. We often, Taro is thought of as a training company, and that is accurate, but we're actually a research company first. And we know that just going in with a training program when we haven't correctly diagnosed what it is we're trying to do would be very similar to a doctor trying to offer a prescription when they haven't done a complete diagnosis. So any leader, any organization, we recommend some needs assessment ahead of time. What is the organization trying to accomplish? What direction do they want to go? What skills do their people need? And what are the gaps? Where do we have strengths? Where do we have gaps? And that is something that Taro does help clients out with so that we can prescribe the right solution for them.
And sit down with those people that are in charge of that company and say, okay, have you thought about A, B, and C?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it is very much like a physician being able to make a diagnosis as to what's wrong with the patient.
Yes. Yeah. We would be mortified if the doctor prescribed something without a diagnosis, and yet we make that mistake in soft skills training all the time.
You know, we've all been to these classes, and each one of us, we've all been to these things or these special seminars that get put on and all of this kind of stuff, and we get jazzed up, you know, really excited for maybe a day.
Yes.
And then we forget about it because we've got to go back to the same old grind. How is what you do different?
There's really two different stages of learning, and one is awareness-based training, and that's what you're talking about. We go to a class, we get jazzed up, we feel empowered and inspired, yet meaningful change doesn't happen. Mm. The second camp is the behavioral-based training, and that's the world that we live in at Taro, and this is not a set of skills that's acquired easily. I can learn about leadership in a brief class, but to learn the complex skills of leadership takes more than a class. It takes, in fact, at Taro we call it an academy, where you come for a long period of time to acquire those complex skills and learn how to practice them in a safe environment.
And this is one of those things that you're not guessing at.
Correct.
I mean, let's call it. Because you guys have got years of experience in this, so it's not necessarily something that you know, wham, bam, here we go. This is an opportunity for you to become a superstar, and then you leave.
Oh, absolutely. And we rely very heavily on our research base. While all of our training professionals certainly have experience and opinions about these things, they go to the research. We take a look at what behavior needs to look like.
When we're looking at, and sales drive companies, let's that's the way it is.
Yes.
You know, if we don't have a profit margin, if we don't have sales, we don't have a profit margin. I guess that's the best way to put it. What about the sales side of things and a learning academy through Tarot? What can you help with?
The sales academies are the ones we've seen some of the most breathtaking results on, and it's perhaps because it's maybe easier to measure the success. We
Sure.
can measure increased sales. The sales profession is one of the ones that's changing most drastically because of the internet age and the access to information that companies have. And so salespeople are called upon to use a new set of skills, and it means unlearning some old skills. And so we've got a beautiful sales academy that runs weeks in length that can take either a new sales professional or a veteran through the new set of skills that's required in the new economy.
We had a story not too very long ago, and as a matter of fact, I think I wrote an article about this for the Register not long ago, about how even in car sales, people know the prices, they know what the car is made out of, they know all the accoutrements to that vehicle, probably better than the salesperson does.
Yes.
Because they've researched all this. So the salespeople, they need to bring a different set of skills to the fore rather than just being able to research and repeat statistics.
Well said. In the old days, the sales professional needed to know about his own product or services. The sales professional today, he or she needs to know about the person they're serving, and learning that is a very different set of skills.
Yeah, and bring empathy to the transaction at the same time.
And help the customer who's quite frankly overwhelmed with information figure out what makes sense and what doesn't.
Yeah. When there are some people out there that say, I would rather go have a root canal than go shop for a new car, you know something's wrong.
Well, 95% of us don't like salespeople, and it's because of the perception we have, and it's a misperception. Highly skilled salespeople add great value.
There you go. Her name is Ro Crosby. She is the founder and president of Tarot International. Her folks come in here a couple of times a month to give you some insights on what perhaps you might consider for your business. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Always good stuff from Tarot. All right, we've got to go. We have had quite the afternoon. We talked to Sarah Hill from Prime Restaurant. We also talked with Ron from the new company that is now Ron Keller, the CEO of Rula, and that was amazing. All kinds of things going on a Tuesday afternoon. We got to camp on out of here. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.